Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and rhythm wrangler, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is the podcast that can be played however and wherever you like, whether that is battling in teams or playing it solo. Our 3 rounds today will be the year 2006, blank space, and 80s chorus challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum amount of points in this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn more about pop history and join in other games. I love to see everyone who plays this game from all across the globe. And today we're giving a shout out to our players over in Tallinn, Estonia. Thanks for playing. Also, feel free to repeat any questions if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
Round 1 today is the year 2006. To get you in the vibe, 2006 was the year people were loving films like Cars and The Da Vinci Code. The first ever tweet happened on Twitter, and George Clooney was named Sexiest Man Alive by People magazine. In this round, we have 5 questions for you all about the music news from the year 2006. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Let's get started. Question 1. In February 2006, Speed of Sound by Coldplay had the honor of being the 1 billionth song purchased through which service? Question 2. Which rapper remarried their ex-wife Kim in January 2006, only to then get divorced again in April 2006? Question 3. In March 2006, the song You're Beautiful by which singer became the first by a British singer to top the US charts in nearly a decade? Question 4. With a music video featuring treadmills, Here It Goes Again became an internet sensation for which band in September 2006? Question 5. In September 2006, which English band won the Mercury Music Prize for their debut album, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is blank space. In this round, for each question, you're going to be told the title of 3 popular songs. However, we have bleeped out a word from those song titles. Your job is to tell us what the missing word the 3 song titles have in common. There is 1 point available for each missing word that you can correctly guess. Let's get cracking. Question 6. You Drive Me by Britney Spears, In Love by Beyoncé, and Little Thing Called Love by Queen. Question 7. Don't Cry by The Cure, Girls, Girls by Panic at the Disco, and The are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy. Question 8. Let's Get It by Black Eyed Peas. Got Me by Troy Sivan. And Get the Party by Pink. Question 9. I We're Alone Now by Tiffany. Do Ya I'm Sexy by Rod Stewart. You Might by The Cars. Question 10. Tell Me by Madonna. Stop Movin' by S Club 7. And Forget About Us by Mariah Carey. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is 80s chorus challenge. In this round, we're going to test how well you remember some of the biggest hits of the 1980s. You're going to hear the words read aloud from the chorus of popular songs. The catch is, it's being read aloud in a different voice than normal. There are 2 points up for grabs here, 1 point for correctly identifying the song title, and another for correctly guessing the artist. Let's take a listen to those 1980s hits. Question 11.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Though it's easy to pretend, I know you're not a fool.
Question 12.
I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay all before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder.
Question 13.
Kick off the Sunday shoes. Please, Louise, pull me off of my knees. Jack, get back. Come on, before we crack.
Question 14.
You come and go, you come and go. Loving would be easy if your colours were like my dream. Red, gold and green.
Question 15.
You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with.
That's all of our rounds complete. We are going to be right back after a break to reveal all of the answers. Welcome back. Are you feeling confident? Let's check the answers, starting with the year 2006. Question 1. iTunes sold its 1 billionth track. Question 2. Eminem remarried and divorced his former partner within a few months. Question 3. James Blunt was the singer of You're Beautiful. Question 4. OK Go were the band behind the song Here It Goes Again. And question 5. Arctic Monkeys won the Mercury Music Prize. They beat out the likes of Muse and Hot Chip to win that year. Continuing on to round 2, Blank Space, we gave you 3 song titles, all with the same missing word. The words we were looking for were... Question 6. Crazy is the missing word from You Drive Me Crazy, Crazy in Love, and Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Question 7. Boys is the missing word from Boys Don't Cry, Girls, Girls, Boys, and The Boys Are Back in Town. Question 8. Started is the missing word from Let's Get It Started, Got Me Started, and Get the Party Started. Question 9. Think is the missing word from I Think We're Alone Now, Do You Think I'm Sexy, and You Might Think. And question 10, don't is the missing word from Don't Tell Me, Don't Stop Moving, and Don't Forget About Us. For our final round today, you were trying to guess 80s hits from just the chorus lyrics. The songs you were hearing were... Question 11, Careless Whisper by George Michael. Question 12, that was Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. Question 13, Footloose by Kenny Loggins. Question 14, Karma Chameleon by Culture Club. And finally, question 15, that was Kiss by Prince. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the pod. If you're listening on Spotify right now, you can leave a comment or vote in the episode poll. You can also follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where we play extra games like Song Battle and Guess the Artist. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Pods, or wherever you are listening to me right now. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me, and I hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.